Okay, so I told you I would share a spot I'm at, so I will. So a very standard read of the Esaret HaDibrot, is that, and a standard Midrashic read for sure, is that there's a distinction between the first two and then the next eight, which for the Midrash is focused on the fact that the first two were said by God, and then the next eight were said by Moshe. And the reason they say that makes a lot of sense. Grammatically, what leads them to that is simply that the first two are written in second person, right, with God speaking to the Jewish people. Anochi Hashem, I am God who took you out of Egypt, right? And lo yelecha al panai, you shouldn't have more gods on my face, right, with me. And then after that, you get lo tisa Hashem elokecha lashav. Don't take the name of Hashem, right? God is now third person, still your God, because Moshe is speaking to the Jewish people. But lo yeh Hashem elokecha, right? Shem Hashem elokecha lashav, and Zachariah Hashem elokecha lo tirtach, right? Once you get that, God is not speaking. God is, right, the subject is not the. Right, he's not the speaker, right? He may be that Moshe is speaking about God, but it's not God. Right? And again, so the Midrashic view here is the first two were said by God, and then the next eight were said by Moshe. And the Midrash argues that the way this came about was originally the Jews wanted to interact directly with God, but then they were overwhelmed. So each time God would speak, they would die. God would have to perform Tchiyat HaMitim. And after two times, they said, listen, we can't handle this dying anymore. So let's. Right. Let's move on. Now, I think the standard explanation of this in general is either something like the Jews didn't weren't great enough, right? And therefore, and they needed to understand their level, right? So either they didn't at the beginning and they came to. But the focus is, listen, the Jews weren't at that level. Or really, the Jews shouldn't have heard any of it from God. But specifically, God introducing himself, as it were, needs to be from God, because the Jews needed to at least once experience the idea of direct relation so they would believe that when Moshe was talking to them, Moshe was speaking to them on behalf of God. The Sfat Emet has a very interesting explanation, though. And he says, and he quotes Mori V'Zikni, so I guess it's Lusharim. Maybe getting it wrong. Maybe Chushim is his father, so grandfather. I don't know. And he says, no. They could have, in theory, kept going. Right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, die, Tchiyat HaMitim. Lo yelecha Acharim al panai, die, Tchiyat HaMitim. Latiz Hashem Elokecha lashav, die, Tchiyat HaMitim. Zachariah Hashem Elokecha, die, Tchiyat HaMitim. They could have gone on like this. Right? But their opposition wasn't weakness. It was that that reality entailed or made it necessary that the Dibrot be given in a miraculous way. Right? And the Sfat Emet argues that that's the problem. He says, Perish Mori V'Ziknizal. So this is from Shavuot, Tav Resh Lamed Gimel. Ki chasheshu shelo yitkaimu hadibrot bi'adam, kevan she'al pi neis, v'neis hu rak l'sha'ah. So the nature of miracles are that they are temporary. And therefore, the problem with requiring Tchiyat HaMitim, which is Dibra, is that it would make the giving of the Torah miraculous, and that would take away from its ability for it to be permanent. And then he offers a fascinating parash. He says, the pasuk says, very famous pasuk, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, that the Torah was given to us by Moshe. Morasha kilat Yaakov, the inheritance of Israel. So the way Sfat Emet reads it is, because Moshe switched to be the one who commanded it. And Moshe, as great as he was, could speak to God naturally. He didn't need miracles. He could survive. Once it switched to a naturalistic mode of transmission, Morasha, Kilat Yaakov, it became an inheritance. Because had it been that God commanded us and it therefore was predicated on miracles, it wouldn't have lasted. And what the Jews wanted was that the Torah should be, and this is amazing for us to think of, that you would think that the whole Matan Torah is a miracle. But what he says, no, it's not a miracle. What's a miracle is going, right, requiring something amazing, doing something you can't handle. If Moshe talks to God and can handle it and then can convey it to us, then the way we learn Torah is actually natural. And then it's not innate. And then it'll be forever. That's his first shot, which I think is fascinating. And then he gives a second shot, and he says, "Al pi pshuto, if you want a more simplistic one, nireku dibro shel chayim." He says, it's not just they were scared. It's that the Torah is a Torah of life. And therefore, for them to die with each dibro is the wrong message about the Torah. And therefore, it's improper for the giving of the Torah to lead to death. Just like we say later on about the Torah, right, that you should live through the Torah, which is the source in halacha for Yavro Vayaharik, that for most mitzvot, you don't give up your life, you dafka live, right? And the Rambam, he doesn't quote this, but Rambam in Bet Gimel in Shabbat says that if you don't, right, anyone who doesn't or who doesn't violate Shabbat is essentially saying about the Torah. He said these heretics, as they're saying about the Torah, that it's a bad law, right? Meaning, right, it's important that the Torah be Torah of life, right? It's not just important because you're supposed to live. It's important because it says something about the nature of Torah, that it's a Torah of life. And to be quote-unquote machmir, to allow yourself to die, actually, for the Rambam, misrepresents what the Torah is, and that's really problematic. It's not you being machmir, it's you undermining the value of the Torah. So Im Kain, he then continues, nir'eh midi yitzia nishmatan, who raya shena dimir miuchad lohem rak al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, alav ha-shalom, kemo sheken ayamet, right, and he said, therefore, their life leaving them was evidence, right? Since the Torah has to be of life, and when God spoke to them directly, they died, that was evidence to them that the Torah had to be given through Moshe, right? Because the Torah has to be of life, and therefore has to be given in a way that contributes to life. And then he adds one more point, that Moshe actually says to them, right, there's an efshar, that Moshe said to them, don't be afraid, right? But he says, but aval kisher gishu yira, maybe it wasn't even the death, but Moshe had said, don't be afraid, right? But they felt fear. Aval kisher gishu yira b'nafshotam, when they felt fear, be'emet tov asu b'amarim kravata, then it was the right thing for them to say Moshe come, right? So he gives three explanations, right? One is that the Torah has to be natural, right? Because miracles don't last forever, and the Torah must be forever. Two is that it can't be that the Torah, the giving of the Torah is associated with death, because the Torah is a Torah of life. And then his 2b is maybe it's not even just death. Is that Moshe had said, when God gives you the Torah, don't be afraid. And the fact that they felt fear for them evidenced the fact that they were, was evidence for them that they were getting the Torah in the wrong way, because the Torah can't be one of fear. If they're experiencing fear, then this is not how the Torah should be given, right? So his first explanation talked about the permanence of Torah, and his second two explanations, or one and a half explanations, whatever you want to take, are about the experience of Torah being an educational moment for the way we relate to Torah, that it's a Torah Chaim and not something we should be afraid of, right? And for the Tzvat Emet, that's, it's more than just the Jews couldn't handle it. It's that the fact that they needed to die presented wrong ideas about what the Torah was, and that's why it had to switch. And I thought that was a fascinating twist on the Midrashic understanding that the first two were by God, and after that, right, by Moshe. Again, in Pshat, right, that may not be true, right? In Pshat, it may not be true versus 8. It may be the original plan, right, versus what actually happened, right? Originally it was supposed to be God and the Jews panicked, right, or something like that, or all, right, or all 10, and then they didn't understand and they had to repeat it or something, right? But however you want to take, whether you want to take it 2-8 or you want to take it in some other control, the fact that there is this conviction that it must be done in a way of life and a way without fear and through Moshe, the fact that represents something about the Torah, I think is a very important twist on the Pshat and definitely on the Midrashic understanding of the giving of the Aseret HaDibrot. Okay.